Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome to What Is His Message? What is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche? Today, the Church celebrates the memorial feast of Saints Cyril, Monk, and Methodius, Bishop. First reading will be taken from the letter of St. James, chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Our psalm for today is Psalm 119. Gospel reading will be taken from Mark's Gospel, chapter 8, verses 11 to 13. For some of us, life has been difficult, not because we do not believe that the Lord is with us, but because life is odious. Hence, we are compelled to face our disappointments, to bear the burdens of our past mistakes, to live with the wounds of our present failures and worries. St. James says in today's first reading, "You will always face trials because your faith must be put to the test to make you patient, and that patience will grant us wisdom," he says. Thus, my brother, my sister, in the darkest of times, it is easier to lay there, to think of the unfairness of life, to wonder why others are ungrateful, not sincere, and to plan on offering evil for evil. But I say to you today, never become used to sadness. Get out of the quicksand, for we must ask the Lord for help in faith and no trace of doubt. St. James says in today's first reading, a person who doubts the Lord is like the waves thrown up in the sea when the wind drives. That sort of person must expect nothing from the Lord. If we are expecting something from the Lord, my brother, my sister, let us go to Him, whose invite says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 28. Thus, my brother, my sister, the person to seek is not the man or woman who offers us temporary pleasure and amusement, then leaves us with loneliness. The one to seek is He who offers to us true love and unending life. He will grant strength to our weakness, riches to our poverty, conversion and forgiveness to our sinfulness, says Pope Francis. In today's Gospel, Jesus ignored the Pharisees for asking for a sign from heaven. But we are not asking the Lord for a sign. All we are asking the Lord is to grant us His love, because His love is unending. Yes, my brother, my sister, we do not seek signs. We must seek the love of Jesus. His love will console us. His love will purify us. His love will strengthen our little faith. And His love will illuminate our hearts and show us how to climb up the mountain where His peace dwells, where hope dwells, where His wisdom dwells. And so, my brother, my sister, let us not harden our hearts today, but listen to the voice of the Lord. Listen to Him, because He is there with you in your heart today. He will bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and He will keep us in His love today. Turn to Him and ask Him to grant you a renewal of that love, a renewal of His mercy, the mercy that never ends. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.